dictation for James, J-A-M-E-S, Jane Sack, J-A-N-E-S-A-K, September 2154. Jim comes for follow-up regarding hypertension, hyperlipidemia. He has pituitary abnormalities on treatment. Last visit, November. No hospital emergency room, no headaches, no changes on eyesight. Has chronic decreased hearing, but no tinnitus. He blames soft stools, one or two a day, to new medication, Crestor. Did not happen with prior different statins. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, no bleeding, no changes in urination, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. He keeps himself active. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight beta blocker, diuretics, and ARB valsartan for his prolactinoma. Remains on cabergoline, C-A-B-E-R-G-O-L-I-N-E. Today, blood pressure 150 over 80. At home has been 130s over 80s or below. Alert, oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, lungs cardiovascular normal, normal eye movements, no focal deficit, no edema. Next paragraph. Chemistry is creatinine stable around 1.09 all the way to 126. Normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, liver testing, normal CPK, normal glucose, cholesterol well controlled, no blood protein in the urine, PSA not elevated, prolactin stable around 3.3. Previously low platelets, which is chronic, no elevated albumin creatinine ratio. Last imaging is more than 20 years ago. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, continue pressing regimen, blood pressure at home well controlled, kidney function stable, well controlled cholesterol, chronic thrombocytopenia stable, no progressive and no active bleeding. Pituitary microadenoma, continue present treatment, no alarming signs. I agree with him that probably no need for new imaging, CAT scan or MRI. We will go by symptoms. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.